These are the memories of Rabbi Eliezer Stefanski about the Rabban Zal.
I came to the yeshiva in November 1954. I couldn't come to the beginning of this month because I had to wait for a visa to the United States. I come from Switzerland. I learned in Gates before that. And so I came straight from Gates to Lakewood. The person who made me go to Lakewood was my father, Oliver Shalom. He wanted to meet, if I wanted to go further, he wanted to go to Lakewood. I had also a friend of mine, it was in Lakewood, it was the only one from England at that time in Lakewood. This was friend of mine from Gates Yeshiva was Ramesh Eisman from Baltimore. And he, when he was there, came here a year or 2 years before me. I came to Lakewood. I met Rashi first in New York. I had a letter from the Gates of Yeshiva to the doctors. He told me to come to Lakewood, and he's going to talk to me alone in Lakewood. So I had a letter from a Blake Gould, which he wrote a letter a letter of recommendation that Rashi to accept me in Lakewood. And I gave him the letter, and he told me to come to Lakewood, and I would talk to me alone, and once in Lakewood. This was my acceptance to Lakewood. Then this was on Thursday or Friday, I don't know exactly, on Sunday morning I came to Lakewood, and I started learning. And then I spoke to Rashi in learning. And then I became back for Tom the yeshiva. I listened to Shulam, and it took quite a while till, including in the beginning, the Shia spoke very fast, and it takes time to understand the Shia. And then some enlightened over the Shia was. He was very good though, and he said over the Shia, he said much shorter than the Shia himself. He cut out certain pieces, but after when he said over the Shia, he knew the Shia, because he knew how to put the Shia in. It was very good. I liked him the best. Anyway, the Shia had apartments. One was the fifth near Monmouth. One was here in Princeton. I was very afraid to walk myself at night, late at night, from the yeshiva back to sleep. So very often I slept in the old building. There was benches in the hall, so I slept on those benches. That was all plastic couches. So I had nobody walk with me into my direction. So very often I used to sleep on the couch. Then they closed the apartment. They wanted to rent an apartment further away from the yeshiva, and it was an answer for me. So, but you couldn't go. It wasn't a matter that you could complain to the yeshiva about the bed. This was nish betayros. So Thursday night, they let Bochum sleep in Roshiv's room during the week. He was not in yeshiva. So they let Bochum sleep in his room, in yeshiva, the Roshiva's room. So I got a bed in Roshiva's room. And so Thursday night, Roshiva came in Thursday night or Friday morning. So Thursday night, I used to go downstairs, near the Roshiva's room was a couch. Anyway, those days, I slept very late Thursday night. or I didn't sleep or yesterday, but we're pretty late. So the couches was just fine. So in front of the shoes, in the hall downstairs, in the dining room, and also such a couch, such a, how do you call it, easy chair
style.
Lazy boy. So I sat down, I fell asleep. So in the morning, the shoe comes down from his room. So he saw me sitting on the chair. He asked me, like, what are you doing here? So I told him, nothing, I was sleeping. You have no bed? I told him, not really, like, I was too tight to have my collections, my collector was collected, what's going on in the matzah. So I told him, no, I can't go where they want to put me, so go to the place, I can try it. So yes, we slept last night, I told him in the Rosh Hashiva's room. So why this night didn't sleep in the Rosh Hashiva's in the room? So I told him, you were here. How you expect me to sleep in the so he told me I have to come tonight to sleep in this room. This was Friday morning. Anyway, for sure I had no harm to come to sleep in this room. But what happened is Friday night, Feigenstock comes over to me. He was a Bochum and Shiva still then, but it's a Feigenstock. So she wants to see you. So, okay, Shiva, what's the matter? I want to come to sleep in my room. That night, so I came into the room to sleep. So I had no pillow. There was no pillow on my bed when I didn't sleep. So the Shiva said, I have no pillow, so the demon is supposed to come and I sleep without a pillow. I don't say, you know, give me his, it was not nice. The kids, I was sleeping in the room till, for about 8 weeks. Then the Shiva took a room for me across the street in Tarshish. There was a room house, small room house across the street. The Shiva paid for me in the room house to stay in the room house across the street. Those days, Hasagas was $5 a week. I think it was $5 a week. The Shiva had different hanhogs to cloud in the Shiva in public and the Yechid is in his home. In yeshiva, and also as a marshal. In yeshiva, in the yeshiva, down the yeshiva, usually never down the Shemayna Esra longer than 5 or 6 minutes. Or more than Masa Shabbos, maybe a little bit longer, but usually never in the yeshiva in Kofa Hesia, you down longer than 5 or 6 minutes Shemayna Esra. When you down the Babatim, you're much faster. I once with yeshiva on a power meeting in Long Beach, by I remember it was when Nasha Kestenbaum was at home, and it was that you're talking about 40 years ago in Long Beach, was different than today. It was still very, very like modern. It was not different there than today. And there was a prime meeting, and Billy Alpert was there also. He took care, he held a lot for that, and Ben Baruch, Rabbi Baruch, Nathan Baruch. He was on there. I remember he took us there. And anyway, they finished the power meeting. They got Meyer. So she done maybe Shmeister in 2 minutes. They went to Bob and wait for him. He was finished almost the fair. I was still not a tzaddikim. I was not fast up. And she finished already. Just very rechensich with the. The club she never prowed, no shum prowed, whatsoever, anything in public, in any way. In Bechidis in his house, sometimes I heard him down Bechidis in his house, couldn't hold down certain things. He managed down Shemin Esra with saying all words. It was a whole Geschichte, it was a whole avoid in Shemin Esra. Saying all words. It was different than the series, total different than the series. From the Ikon Akudis, which I think, which was a big Yisoybet or Shiva, was Mitzvah Se'emes. If somebody said the light is Rosh Shiva, Shiva realized somebody doesn't say the truth, this was this was this killed the person died. The so'okafay, a person could say a lie, this was the worst chetish possible. You cannot say the truth. This was somebody was said she caught somebody in a lie. The person was totally mufrach. I saw it myself, but I never easy. My mice had me myself, somebody to me lied something, so she found out about it. She was really upset. And after that, I said to she, that person was totally finished. The person became a mensch. Mensch could not say a lie. That's the worst. Was the worst thing about Roshiva. Even when I said in Roshiva, the hospital, and he was sick, and we had to. You always walk up 10 times during the night. He was since morning already, when say Krishna already, and he didn't really trust us exactly in the times what you're telling him. So once woke up, it was 2-3 in the morning, still dark outside. So she woke up and told her she was at 3 o'clock. So I told her, she didn't want to leave, so I showed her she on my watch. It's 3 o'clock, but she has to go back to sleep. As we can train Moil, call Kavachoyma Zega. I didn't have the Kavachoyma so fast. For me, it was easier to say the lie than to change my watch. As we can train Moil, Kavachoyma Zega. I was going to show him the watch for it. He was not doing something bad, but he thought he would try to make him sleep longer. So that's why once after one of the surgeries, he was recuperating after the accident, he was recuperating in the west side by by someone involved in the west side. And you have to find out the name. This was a funny guy, took money care of the Shiva. So at then Shabbos, we were there, the child got hurt from a beer bottle exploded something, the ice got hurt. And the Shiva heard about it, he was almost crying. His stomach got hurt, like his mom, she was crying, tears. He had a young tsar, he was pushing a vent. One of the things I have most inspired from the Roshivas Reinbrocher is I used to be as manim, so I used to be in his house, and my parents were in Switzerland, so I was staying in his house in Borough Park, and people called me, people come to see me, so a lot of things, and but the telephones, he gave him the telephone, it looked off the Gemara, the telephone. The second, before the telephone was back on the receiver, he was learning and not learning again. Even nobody stopped him. He was so intense again in the Gemara, between the most fiery telephone calls, not just a telephone call, but between who knows what happened on telephone, with basic arguments and who knows what. The second, somebody walked into him with big things, big items, and hot items, I was taken before the person left the room already, he was back and learning, even though I was mafsik. I never understood him and see how this is possible. It could be the most hottest arguments in fire and water. The second the telephone was hung up, back in more like nothing happened. Okay, never ever disturbance. I couldn't understand how this is even possible, such a mitzvah. This is major items, cholesterol, major items. We had the cholesterol, a lot of things that happened. But Goldsman, she had to deal with it, it was fire and water. The second it was over, it was like nothing happened. Back in the Gemara, like nothing ever happened. The Roshiva in his Hanhogas,
everything was with a cheshbon. It wasn't stam ketown. They gave a marshal. When Rashi was sick in hospital, so I told him, like, Rashi has to change his mahaloch. Cannot anymore run after Babab, we can't run anymore. The Shi has to make sure the Babab can come to him. The Shi went on the Krechs anymore. So the Shi told me, Abcham Oysat may be Zorg to learn help. It means if you tell the boss come to you, you can lose half of it. Then he told me afterwards, Ob Rab Chaim, this means Rab Chaim Priske, had gehalten verkehrt. What's the story? So he told me a story that when he was on scene, once Rab Chaim Priske and Rav Ofer Soloveitchik, the Rav Ofer Shapira, I mean, they were in Warsha for a Hishtatlus, a big Hishtatlus that they go to in Warsha. And they needed big money. So they called the doctor, she was in the hotel room by them, and they called in a very big gvir in Russia, and they called him in the hotel and to ask him for money. So the gvir comes in. So Reb Chaim told them the importance of they need money. So this gvir asked Reb Chaim, how come you don't come to me, and how come you call me to you? So Reb Chaim told him, if I come to you and you don't give me the money, it's a bizarre cover for Kavod HaTorah. So the Gevir answered to Reb Chaim, if you call me to you and I don't give the money, it's a bizarre for me. Reb Chaim answered, the Rashi has been over Reb Chaim's tone, hot at the Chabrera. And the Rashi only taught me to the Shtam. When he does something, he has to mahalach. I once took Rashiva to a businessman in his office in Manhattan, and the Rashiva sold him teirelishma, and he asked for money teirelishma. So the guy gives Rashiva a very small donation. So it bothered me very much. The Shiva took the check, it bothered me. So I asked Shiva, what's the master? So the Shiva answered me, he knew his father, this man in here from Europe, had to give me a chance. And so she explained to me, he had to give this man a chance. So he lost his chance, but he had to give him his chance. He only gave him a chance. So, I mentioned before, but in that parlor meeting in Long Beach, I couldn't understand one thing over there. You're talking about this was over 40 years ago, way before Torah had any meaning here in America. Nobody understood. People gave to Rashi money out of respect for Rashi. Almost nobody had any understanding, was with Rashi in this idea. Anybody who learned in our days, in those days in Yeshiva, had a very hard time with the Shidduch. Because the world looked at those people who learned at that time, didn't look as normal. The people didn't look at people who learned as such. It's like not the people. But still, the Rashi didn't change. And that power meeting, somehow in midnight, the Rashi started speaking, said the Rosh, this and that. Then he said, like, and the Rashi also held very strong. He never wanted to fool anybody. He wouldn't say that Lakewood is beside college, it's like Lakewood something like something else. He wanted people to give money to Lakewood, let them give it for the knowledge, just give it for Torah Lishma. And he said, say it. And this family suddenly started speaking of Torah Lishma, and the Tachlis from Lakewood is Torah Lishma. The whole Tachlis of Lakewood is as the Talmid Mishav, noch mal Talmid Mishav lernt Teure Lishma. We don't know, it's not so, we suchen nicht keine Karriere, auf viele keine Rabboni werden wir nicht. Wer Teure Lishma, I couldn't understand, why have they said that? Those people understand, we talked about it, we talked to modern Menschen, like Barsham Shabbos, even Tayyar Yidin, but no, way, way away from understanding what the Salam is all about. Nobody those days has any sort of learning, Karl Chaimer, those kind of people. But the Shi'id did not sell, just sold to pure MS.
The Shi'id knew exactly what kind of people he's talking about.
He wanted to teach them a lesson. He didn't want to take the money for a false, not 100% mistake. Besides, he taught people to visit Av Zayin. He had his message to give. And every Gelegenheit, he spoke in public, and every Gelegenheit, he spoke about Leon Toyo Lishma, knocking against college. It was very unpopular. People don't know that. In the famous drosha, which is on tape, the drosha who spoke on Mochov and Priskarov, I was there when he spoke there, Shas Maisa. And people don't know what it means. You hear the original tape, you hear, and booing the outside. You spoke about it against college. Some people in the outside were booing the drosha's speech. People don't know, it was a world really with those days. The Shiva didn't give his message. He had his message to give over. So every Gelegenheit, every person in Gaya, by his paid leaving. I remember when Rabbi Malin's husband, Rabbi Shmuchaka was husband, in New York, like his main kud was Torah Lishma.
These were the words of Rabbi Eliezer Stefanski about the Rosh Yeshiva. Thank you.